哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家好。
哈利路亚，Hello to everyone。
今天是主耶稣借着我们安排灵恩会的时候。
And so this is the this weekend is the appointed weekend for spiritual convocation。
同时也是神所赐给我们安息圣日蒙福的日子。
And it is also the holy Sabbath day, which is blessed。
我们在这边敬拜神，我们在这边聆听神的教导，这是何等的美好。
And so it is very wonderful for us to come and hear the teachings of God.
那小弟想借着这个时间跟我们从圣经里头一起来分享神所要给我们的信息。
And so I would like to take the opportunity to share the message of God.
我跟大家要分享的是大卫运约柜的这一段。
And so I would like to share about David transported the ark.
这是我们很熟悉的一段经文。
And this is a passage that we're very familiar with.
那为什么小弟想要跟大家分享这一段？
And why would I like to share with everyone about this passage?
那因为有一次小弟在准备道理的时候。
One time when I was preparing for a sermon.
从这个这个经文里头一些人名地名查考它这个意思 的同时啊。
And while I was researching the definitions of the names of people and places,
发现有一些蛮有趣的地方。
And I found some things that were very interesting.
也有了一些感受。
And I also had some reflections.
所以小弟就有朝着这个方向重新来看大卫运约柜的这一件事件要给我们的有什么样的教导。
And I would like to use this time to share about the teachings of David transporting the ark.
所以也想说在这里跟我们弟兄姐妹一起分享，一起来学习。
And I would like to share reflect with everyone.
有关大卫运约柜的经过记载在撒母耳记下的第六章。
And so the story of David transporting the ark is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们来看撒母耳记上六章。
记下。
撒母记下，抱歉，记下第六章。
And it is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
六章一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人三万。二节。
Verse 2.
大卫起身率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上万军之主留名的约柜。三节。
Verse 3.
他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西约赶着新车。四节。
Verse 4.
他们将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达家里抬出来的时候，亚西约在约柜前走。五节。
Verse 5.
大卫和以色列的全家 在神面前用松木制造的各样乐器和琴瑟古拔罗作乐跳舞。六节。
Verse 6.
到了拿更的禾场，因为牛失的前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜。七节。
Verse 7.
主神向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。八节。
Verse 8.
大卫因神击杀乌撒心里愁烦，就称那地方为毕列斯乌撒，直到今日。九节。
Verse 9.
那日大卫惧怕神，说神的约柜怎可运到我这里来。十节。
Verse 10.
于是大卫不肯将神的约柜运进大卫城，却运到加特人俄别以东的家中。十一节。
11.
神的约柜在加特人俄别以东家中三个月，神赐福给俄别以东和他的全家。十二节。
12.
有人告诉大卫王说主因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的，大卫就去欢欢喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里。十三节。
13.
抬神的约柜的人走了六步，大卫就献 牛以肥羊为祭，十四节。
14。
大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在神前面极力跳舞，十五节。
15。
这样，大卫和以色列的全家欢呼吹角，将神的约柜抬上来，十六节。
16。
神的约柜进大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，看见大卫。大卫王在神面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。17。
17。
众人将神的约柜请进去，安放在所预备的地方，就是大卫所搭的帐幕里。大卫在神面前献燔祭和平安祭。18。
18。
大卫献完了燔祭和平安祭，就奉万军之神的名给民祝福，19。
19。
并且分给以色列众人，无论男女，每人一个饼、一块肉、一个葡萄饼，众人就各回各家去了。20。
20。
大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他，说：“以色列王今日在城圃的婢女眼前露体，如同一个亲贱人无耻露体一样。”有好大的荣耀。21。大卫对米甲说：“这是在神面前，神已经拣选我，废了你父和你父的全家，立我做神民以色列的君，所以我必在神面前跳舞。”22。我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。你所说的那些婢女，他们倒要尊敬我。23。扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。这一章详细的记载大卫从亚比拿达家中迎回约柜。
And so here this passage records about how David brought the ark out of the house of Abinadab.
那半路却发生了这个牛车后面的乌撒，因为伸手要扶约柜，免得约柜掉落，却被神击杀的这个事故。
And so, then halfway through, as the ark was about to fall, Uzzah reached out his hand to prevent it from falling, and it angered the Lord, and God struck him there.
表面上我们看起来觉得这个乌撒被杀真的好无辜。
And so it seems that Uzzah was very innocent in being killed by God.
因为他只不过是在紧急的当中犯了规。
It just seems that he in an emergency, he reached out his hand, he made an error.
碰了这个不应该碰的这个约柜。
That he touched what he should not have touched.
但是如果整个事件我们详细去追究的话。
But if we look at the entire circumstance.
要为这个事件负责的大卫也逃不掉。
And in terms of responsibility, David needs to be held accountable.
因为他不应该答应用牛车去运约柜。
Because he should have agreed, he should not have agreed to let the ark be carried on a cart.
在这个历代志上的15那里。
In Leviticus.
历代志上。
First Chronicles.
15:13.
In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13.
13节说，因你们先前没有抬着约柜按定例求问主我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。14。于是祭司利未人自洁，好将主以色列神的约柜抬上来。15。
15.
利未子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照主借摩西所吩咐的。历代志上的15。
So 1 Chronicles chapter 15.
所以从这里我们晓得，大卫并不是不知道这个神的约柜搬运的方法。不是用牛车来运，是应该要用祭司来抬的。
And so David should have known that it was the ark should not be transported by cattle, but he should have been carried by the Levites.
哦，这是当日神借着摩西所吩咐的。
And this is what was commanded by Moses.
哦，记载在民数记的第七章第九节。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 7, verse 9.
哦，所以乌撒的死如果要追究，哦，那大卫啊也要负责任。
And so, if Uzzah was punished, David also had to bear responsibility.
哦，如果不是他同意啊，哦，用牛车运约柜，也不会遇到这牛失的前提而闯祸。
And if David had not agreed that the ark should be carried by a cart pulled by oxen, they would not have caused this accident.
哦，但是如果要再进一步的哦去追究。
But if we look at it a step closer.
那大卫身旁那些祭司啊。哦，他们也有责任。
And the priests who were with David also bear responsibility.
哦，因为他们应该比大卫更知道约柜搬运的方法，绝对不是用牛车的。
Because they should have known all the more that to transport the ark should not have been used by a cart pulled by oxen.
哦，所以当大卫他要用牛车运约柜的时候，他们却一句劝阻提醒的话也没有。
And so when David had agreed that the cart, the ark should be pulled by a cart of oxen, no one said anything.
哦，大卫是一个敬畏神的人。
And David was one who feared God.
哦，如果当时有祭司啊，照着神的律法提醒大卫，想必大卫应该不会如此糊涂才对。
And so if a priest had reminded David or said something to David, David would have agreed.
哦，就像当日哦，大卫啊。信这个气冲冲的想要去杀拿巴全家一样。
And for example, when David was in his anger wanted to kill Nabal's family.
哦，那结果拿巴的妻子亚比该啊，知道之后，哦，半路赶快去拦下大卫。
Nabal's wife, Abigail heard it and stopped David halfway.
哦，除了献上这个礼物之外，还提醒大卫。
And not only did she give him gifts, but she also reminded him.
哦，如果你今天流无辜人的血，来日啊，哦，你怎么能够当以色列人的君？
That if you have shed innocent blood, then how can you be the king of Israelites?
哦，结果大卫就打消了哈，他想要报仇哈，报这个拿巴羞辱他这个仇恨。
And so this dispelled any anger David felt towards the revenging Nabal.
哦，所以如果当日祭司愿意讲话，或许大卫就不会允许用这个牛车运约柜，那也不会导致牛失的前提，乌撒要扶约柜而被击杀。
And so if the Levites or the priests had said something, David could have prevented the ark being transported on a cart of oxen and causing Uzzah to lose his life.
哦，那有人就会问说，那这样神不是很不公平？
And some people will ask, isn't God unfair?
哦，这个乌撒变成牺牲品了。
That Uzzah just became a sacrifice.
哦，神要管教，应该就直接管教大卫，或者是管教那些祭司。
God should have just punished David or the priests.
为什么单杀乌撒一个？
Why only kill Uzzah?
哦，他是。小弟在想整个事情啊，应该没有那么单纯。
I think everything is not as so simple.
哦，如果我们更加全面的来查考，一定会从当中哦得到很多的教训哦，很多的教导。
And so, if we take another step closer, there are many teachings and many lessons to be learned.
哦，那为什么大卫要运这个约柜？
Why did David want to transport this ark?
哦，我们要回到整个事件的这个起点。
We have to look at the very beginning of the story.
哦，撒母耳记上，哦，大概第四章那边告诉我们。
In 1 Samuel chapter 4 tells us.
哦，当日以色列人要跟非利士人打仗。
When the Israelites were going to fight with the Philistines.
哦，因为怕打输了，哦，所以把原本放在细罗那里的示罗那边的约柜啊，就抬到前线去了。
And so, in order to fight against the Philistines, the Israelites brought the ark to the battlefront.
哦，享受啊，哇，这个约柜哈，这个是神啊，约柜跟我们同在，代表神跟我们同在。
They felt that if the ark was with them, that God was with them.
哦，抬着约柜要壮胆。
And so, they went out to fight with the ark.
哦，结果不但打输了，连约柜也被扛走了。
And not only were they defeated, but the Ark of God was captured.
所以从这里啊，我们看到以色列人从头到尾，哎，他是按照规矩办事情哦，也是用台的。
And so we see from beginning to end, the Israelites were doing things according to the law that they had the Levites carry it.
无论到哪里啊，约柜都是用人抬的。
That wherever the ark went, it was always carried by man.
但是最后啊，不但打败哈，不但打了败仗啊，连约柜也被抢走。
And not only were they still defeated, but the Ark of God was captured.
原因在哪里?
And what was the cause of this?
原因出在当时的领导者。
It was due to the spiritual leaders.
当时是由这个糊涂老祭司以利的两个胡作非为、不认识神的这个年轻祭司所带领。
It was led by Eli and his two sons who did not obey the law of God.
圣经上说这两个人是不认识神的恶人。
And the Bible records these two sons of Eli as ones who did not know God and they were evil.
至于他们的恶行，除了让这个百姓厌弃给神献祭，并且他们还与会幕前侍候的妇人苟合。
And so they offered up profane offerings to God, and then they also committed adultery with the women in the temple.
所以他们老早就失去神的同在。
And so long ago, they had already lost the abundance of God.
当然由这两个不认识神的恶人带队，以色列人岂有不败的道理？
And so with these two these leaders leading astray.
所以可见神看重的是事实。
And so God sees the reality.
而绝对不是外在的花样。
And so he's not by other excess things.
尽管当时一副虔诚的样子抬着神的约柜。
That on the superficial side, they seem very devout holding the ark.
一切是那样的合法。
And they were doing things according to the law.
照样还是打败仗啊。
And yet they were still defeated.
这个是我们看到的第一个事实。
And this is the first reality that we see.
那接着撒母记上的五章六章。
And then continuing in 1 Samuel chapter 5 and 6.
那我们又看到那一些自以为是的非利士人啊，他们可是受尽了苦啊。
And then the Philistines who thought they were victorious, then they suffered a great deal.
受尽了他们抢夺来的这个约柜的苦。
They suffered at the hand of the ark which they had stolen.
他们把约柜搬到他们的偶像庙。
They took the ark of God and they brought it into the house, the temple of their idol.
放在他们的这个神大衮的旁边。
And they put it next to the god Dagon.
他没想到这个大衮神像扑倒，后来还断了断成好几段。
And they never imagined that Dagon would have fallen over and be broken into several pieces.
那这些非利士人也被神降瘟疫击打。
And so the Philistines were punished by God.
把约柜看作是烫手的山芋在他们的非利士人的城市当中大家踢过来踢过去。
And they saw the Ark of God as a hot potato. They were just passing it all around.
凡是约柜守到之处神就刑罚那边的人。
That whoever had it, they were just punished by God.
结果他们最后他们要献上赔罪的礼恭恭敬敬的把神的约柜归还到以色列。
And then finally, they paid retribution for stealing the ark, and then they returned the ark.
那当时，非利士人他们不认识神。
And at that time, the Philistines did not know God.
他当然不会用人抬着约柜，这个还给以色列人。
And of course, they would not use a person, any people, to carry the ark back to the Israelites.
他们是用牛车来拉这个约柜。
And they also used a cart of oxen to carry it.
在当时照着神的吩咐来看，这是不对的。
And according to the commands of God, this is incorrect.
但是我们也没看到这个牛怎么样了。
But we saw nothing happen to the oxen.
也没有一路惊跳跳回以色列地区，没有。
I would not see them jumping all the way back home to the Israelites.
而是在走在这个回家的路上，不偏左右，一边走一边叫，把约柜神的约柜送回去了。
And so they did not stray to the left or to the right, but they walked straight home.
所以这个非利士人他们谦卑顺服的态度神也放他们一马。
And so the Israelites, they humbly obeyed the word of God, and God let them pass, gave them a pass.
这个也是啊，神啊，这个啊，放过他们的主要一个原因哦。
And so this is one of the reasons why God overlooked this.
所以说无知哦，固然是不可取。
And so foolishness is not an excuse.
但如果无知却愿意悔改的话，那还不至于死路一条啊。
And so if with foolishness you are willing to repent,
哦，神还是会怜悯的。
Then God will have mercy.
哦，但是如果无知再加上对神这个顽梗悖逆以及藐视神。
But if you have foolishness and add on to foolishness, you add defiance towards God.
哦，那真的就无路可走了。
So then you have no other way to go.
哦，所以我们看到神对这个腓力士人的无知啊，是从宽处理。哦，没有啊，追究了哦。
And so, we see the way that God treated the Philistines is that they had no other options.
哦，所以我们了解鉴察人心的神呢、啊，一直看重的是事实。
So the God that we worship often looks at the reality.
哦，看重人里头的是怎么样，胜过人外面装的是怎么样。
God looks at what is on the inside of a man's heart, rather than what, the outer appearance.
哦，那在接下来撒母记上的六章。
And then continue on in 1 Samuel chapter 6.
哦，约柜送回以色列人这一边呐、
啊。Ark was returned back to the Israelites.
哦，但是却发生了一件事情。
And then something happens.
哦，就是当地哈、哦、这个这个博士麦人呐、啊，哦，他们却擅观神的约柜。
And so, the men of Beth Shemesh, they start to look into the ark.
哦，这个是不可以的。哦、
And this is not allowed.
哦，结果神呢、啊，哦，就处罚他们了、啊。
And then God punished them.
哦，说当时啊，被击杀的有70哈、哦。有这个有70个人哦。
And so here talks about there were 70 men that were killed.
哦，那小事的部分甚至说70加5万人哦。
And some say that it's 50,000 and 70 men.
哦，所以百姓呢、啊、因为神大大的处罚他们、啊、就哀哭了。
And then the people, because they were punished by God, they cried out.
哦，结果约柜啊又就转到基列耶林去了。
And then the ark was then again transported to Kirjath Jearim.
哦，那到了这个基列耶林啊，就放在这个亚比拿达的家中。
And then the men of Kirjath Jearim they put it the ark in the house of Abinadab.
哦，他分派他两个儿子哦来看守。
And he appointed his two sons to watch over it.
哦，结果在那边一停就20年呢。
And after the ark was moved there, it stayed there for 20 years.
哦，那这边呢，我们看到一件事情。
And here we see two things.
哦，为什么博士麦人呢、啊？他们只不过啊，擅观一下约柜、啊，看一看又不会死，也没有碰啊，哦，但是啊，哦，却神重重处罚他们。
And why is it that the people of Beth Shemesh they try to look into it even without touching it, and they were punished by God?
哦，但是约柜放在哦这个。基列耶林二十年却平安无事。
But then when the ark was transported to Kirjath Jearim for 20 years, nothing, there was only peace.
哦，到底是什么原因
？And what was the reason for this？
哦，那小弟刚刚说哈、那当时啊，在查考圣经的人名地名的时候，哎，有的一些感受。
And so, as I mentioned before, as I was studying the names of the places and the people, I had a few reflections.
哦，那在这边就跟大家分享。
And so, I would like to share with everyone.
哦，如果按照这个圣经原文字典看，这个博士麦的哈、哦，博士麦的意思就是太阳之家。
And so, according to the original text, the dictionary, the Beth Shemesh means people of the sun.
哦，太阳之家了哈，好、哦。The house of sun.
The house of the sun.
那基列耶林的意思、啊哦、是森林之城的意思。
And Kirjath Jearim is a house of the spirit.
Oh, the city of city. Forest. 哦，森林的城哈、oh, 哦，森林之城哈、哦。
The city of the forest.
哦，太阳之家，森林之城，我们直接想到的是光暗的对比。
And so, if you compare the house of the sun versus city of the forest, you see a comparison between light and dark.
Oh, 那太阳之家的伯士麦人。
And so the Beth Shemesh of people of the house of the sun.
或许他们认为活在神的光亮当中啊。
They feel that living in the light.
结果对神的却失去了敬畏的心呢。
But they have lost that fear of God.
上观神的约柜，只不过是人自以为是的心态表露而已。
And so to look into the ark, a man feels a certain pride.
人都想要探求那个不知道的事情哦。
Man desires to know what they do not know.
那个灵界的神从哪里来啊？魔鬼从哪里来啊？天使是从哪里来啊？等等哦。
Especially towards the spiritual realm, where does God come from? Where does Satan come from? Where do angels come from?
不但我们好奇啊。摩西也曾经好奇过哦。
And not only are we curious, but even Moses was curious.
他也曾经要求看神的面呢。
He also asked to see the face of God.
让我看了就满足了。
That by seeing the face of God, I will be satisfied.
那主耶稣的门徒当中啊，也是有啊。
And even those among the disciples of Jesus Christ.
求耶稣说把天父啊请出来让我们看啊，好不好？
Please call out the Father so that we may see.
所以人都有这种想要追根究底哦，想要像神一样全知啊。
And so a man has this innate desire to know to the end that they want to know everything.
但却不晓得在这种要想跟神一样要全知的这个心态跟过程上，其实就是亵渎神。
But actually, by knowing everything, by knowing as much as God, you dishonor God.
所以神跟摩西讲说啊，你不能见我的面，因为你会死。
And God says, you cannot see my face to Moses because you will die.
那既然你那么想看，好了，那我用我手把你遮住，等我过去之后，我手放收回来，那你可以看到我后面了。
But if you really desire to see me, I will cover you with my hand, and after I have passed by, I will let go of my hand, and you can see my backside.
那对小弟而言呢？我们只能看神的后面，意思就是说，我们只能借着神的作为来认识神。
And so for me, my understanding of us only being able to see the backside of God means that we can only see the work of God.
不是说神那么神那么小气啊，不让我们看一下哦。
And it is not that God is so stingy that He wouldn't even allow us to see Him for a little bit.
就像我们之前所分享，因为人没有完全圣洁，没办法见绝对圣洁的神。
Just as we had mentioned before, that because man is not holy, we cannot see a holy God.
那什么时候才能够真正跟神面对面
？And when can we actually see God face to face？
将来在主耶稣那边。
When we reach heaven with Jesus Christ。
那现在不行。
But not now。
现在要认识神，要了解神，就是借着神的作为、神的启示，我们才能知道。
But now to know God is only to see His works and to see His revelations.
那有人会说，那我们跑到神的面前，回头看，不就可以跟神面对面吗？
And some people ask, can't we just run ahead, turn back behind, and then see God face to face?
圣经告诉我们说，越过基督的教训呢，就没有神哦，这个要小心呢。
And so the Bible says that if you have stepped out of the boundaries of the teachings of the Bible, we need to be careful.
跑到神的面前哦，可能你会迷失方向哦，你看不到神的。
Possibly if you run before God, you might miss the face of God and you lose direction.
所以或许博士麦这些太阳之家的人呢、他们认为自己处在这个神的亮光当中啊。
And so Beth Shemesh, they felt that they were the house of the sun, and so they dwelt in the light of God.
上观神的约柜无意当中流露出他对神的轻慢。
And so by trying to look into the ark, they dishonor God.
结果就被神重重处罚了。
And God severely punished them.
相反的，这个基列耶林，这个说森林之城。
And so on the other hand, Kirjath-Jearim, which is the city of the forest.
这个一明一暗的对比，也许他们拥有的是谦卑为怀的心。
And so contrasting the light to the dark, so therefore they would have a heart of humility.
我们没有在神的亮光当中，我们是在死荫幽谷里头的。
because we are not people of the light. We are people who live in darkness and in the tombs.
我们是瞎眼啊, 我们看不见神的。
We are blind and we cannot see God.
哦, 像瞎子巴迪马一样。
Just like Bartimaeus.
知道自己是可怜的。
And he knew that he was very pitiful.
哦, 他们呢, 不以人的祸福来决定自己的目标啊。
They did not use the standards of man as their own goals.
如果不是这样的话，他们不会答应说啊，哦，这个烫手的山芋哦，那敌人才刚刚丢回来啊，结果马上哦接手的人出事情，现在要丢到我这边来哦，不要。
Then they would not be like everyone else playing hot potato that they see the hot potato being passed to one place, being rejected, moving around, and they would not have rejected this.
他们却乐意地把神的约柜就借过去了。
But they joyfully received the Ark of God.
当然天上的真神也乐意跟他们同在。
And then, of course, the God of Heaven willingly live with them.
帮助这些人来成就神的旨意。
So use these people to fulfill the will of God.
所以从这里也许我们得着了一个判定一个人灵性如何啊。 不是说他了解神有多少诶。
And so when we judge someone, it is not from how much they know God.
而是取决于这个人对自己的认识有多深。
But rather how much they know themselves.
一个越属灵的人。
A very spiritual person.
不一定说他对神有比别人更多更深的认识。
It might not be that they know God more than anyone else.
但是他绝对对自己有比别人更深、更透彻的认识。
But they have a much more profound understanding of themselves.
认识自己里头的黑暗，认识自己的污秽，认识自己的可怜。
And to know the darkness that is in them, the filthiness and the pitiful state that they are in.
所以我们想想我们早期那些属灵的前辈们。
If we think about the early workers,
或许他们在圣经的知识上可能不如现在的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe in terms of biblical knowledge, they were not as knowledgeable as we are.
不晓得什么希伯来文、希腊文、什么文。
They didn't know all the languages like Hebrew or Greek.
但是他却能够成为我们属灵的榜样。
But they set a spiritual example for us.
不在于他们对神学了解多少。
It wasn't the amount of theology that they knew.
而是对自己了解多少。
But they had a very clear understanding of who they were.
或许我们从这个基列耶林跟博士麦 的这个对比，也让我们能够得着这一些的启示。
And so it is through the comparison of the people of Beth Shemesh and the people of Kirjath Jearim that we can see this.
约柜在基列耶林那边停留了20年。
And so the ark stopped at Kirjath Jearim for 20 years.
那这个亚比拿达分派他的儿子来看守。
And so Abinadab, he asked his two sons to watch over it.
这个分派的这个字在原文当中也有这个分别为圣的意思。
And so here it talks about he consecrated, meaning that he set apart.
这两个儿子里头的这一个以利亚撒，他的意思是神是帮助。And
so his son's name Eleazar means that God helps.
那这个亚比拿达到底有多少儿子，我们不晓得。And
we don't know how many sons Abinadab had.
但是圣经让我们看到他分派的一个有名字的叫做这个。
But we only know that Abinadab he consecrated one son, Eleazar.
换句话说，这个以利亚撒是神分别出来的。And
so, which is to say, Eleazar was one that was separated out by God.
是神一直帮助他。That
God always helps him.
才能够一看20年不出事情。
That he could watch over the ark for 20 years and nothing happened.
这个也是我们从他们的名字的意思，我们联想得知的。And
this is something we can learn through understanding the meanings of the names.
但是啊, 人都是软弱的。
But of course, man is always weak.
人都是会变的。
And man can change.
或许啊，亚比拿达，他们也是一样。
And maybe Abinadab is the same.
所以当我们刚刚读的撒母耳记下的第六章。
And when we look at 2 Samuel chapter 6.
这个大卫要从亚比拿达的家中要运约柜的时候。
When David wanted to move the ark from the house of Abinadab.
这个我们刚读的这个撒母耳记下六章啊，并不是说从基列耶林而是说从巴拉犹大。
And so when it was moved in 2 Samuel chapter 6, it is not from the same place which was Kirjath-Jearim, but rather it is Baal-Judah.
应该约柜停放的地方还是说从亚比拿达家出来，所以不可能说是换地方，不可能说这个亚比拿达搬家的，从基列耶林搬到这个巴拉犹大去的。
And so it's not as if it stayed in the same place, Abinadab's house, and it's not that Abinadab moved from Kirjath-Jearim to Baal Judah.
有可能就是基列耶林改的地名叫做巴拉犹大。
And it is most likely that Kirjath-Jearim changed names to Baal Judah.
那这个巴拉犹大是什么意思？
And what is the meaning of Baal Judah?
巴拉犹大的意思就是犹大的主人。
And it means the Lord of Judah.
那犹大是什么意思？我们都晓得，犹大就是赞美的意思。
And we all know that Judah means to praise.
那巴拉犹大，犹大的主人，赞美的主人。
And so Baal Judah means praise the Lord, praise the Master.
赞美的主人是指谁呢？
And who is this referring to?
不是神本身吗？
Is it not God himself?
那基列耶林原本是生灵之城，现在变成赞美的主人了。
And so Kirjath-Jearim was the city of darkness, and now it is changed to Lord of praise.
我们不晓得说为什么会改这个名字了。
We do not know what caused this name change.
但是从我们人软弱的光景，我们来做思考。
But from the perspective of man.
20年神同在的日子，神赐福的日子。
And for 20 years, God abided with them and blessed them.
很容易会让人不知不觉当中啊，就起了骄傲的心。
Naturally, people will start to grow heart prideful.
当日因为谦卑蒙神接纳，今天呢、却不知不觉就骄傲起来，认为自己与众不同。
That 20 years ago, they humbly accepted it, but now after 20 years, it's natural for a man to become prideful.
这里记载说亚比拿达的家是在山冈上，所以好几次提到亚比拿达的家都说在山冈上。
And so many times it is mentioned that the house of Abinadab is on the hill.
那我们人很多时候也会有这样的想要居高位、想要出风头的软弱。
And so many times man has this weakness that we want to be exalted.
这个也是魔鬼试探人哦，甚至试探主耶稣的这个计谋诡计。
And so this is also a temptation that Satan used against Jesus.
当日魔鬼试探耶稣啊，带主耶稣上了两个顶。
And so when Satan tempted Jesus, he took him to two points.
一个就是山顶。
First was the top of a mountain.
要把万国跟万国荣华献给耶稣看，要耶稣拜他，跟他做交换。
And so he showed Jesus all the glory of the world, and he would, if Jesus would bow down to him, he would give him all the glory and exchange it with him.
那另外一个顶就是圣殿的殿顶。
And the other peak was also the top of the temple.
要耶稣啊。从殿顶跳下去行神迹来证明他是神的儿子。
And he wanted Jesus to jump off the top of the temple to prove that he was the son of God.
有时候我们就仿佛在这两个在这两个顶在追求当中。
And so oftentimes we are at these two peaks.
追求世上的出人头地。
That we are pursuing after status and wealth of the world.
那有一些会来追求在这个信仰上在教会组织里头的这种居高位。
And there are those also who pursue after a high position in the church.
哦，就像耶稣两个门徒哦，这个啊雅各跟约翰一样。
And just like the two disciples of Jesus Christ, John and James.
他们求耶稣得国的时候啊，能够啊与耶稣同坐哈。
They wanted to sit with Jesus on his throne when his kingdom came.
哦，那其他的人呢？其他人坐到下面去呀。
And everyone else that would sit below.
哦，他们跟耶稣同住啊，一个坐左边，一个坐右边。
One wanted to sit at the right hand of Jesus Christ, and the other on the left hand of Jesus Christ.
哦，这是人的软弱哦。
And this is the weakness of man.
哦，这个也是魔鬼试探人的伎俩。
And this is also a temptation that Satan uses against man.
亚比拿达的家在高山上哦，山岗上。
And so the house of Abinadab was on the hill.
哦，基列耶林。哦，也改名叫做巴拉犹大。
And Kirjath-Jearim was changed to Baal Judah.
哦，所以让我们看出，哎，这个哦，大卫会出事情哦，印约柜会出事情啊，仿佛有一些前兆可循呢。
And so we see that for David to make this mistake, there's some context.
哦，仿佛啊，神也在今天。在提醒，在教导我们。
And now there are some teachings that God is teaching us today.
哦，那约柜运了这个嘛，牛车运了约柜出发了。
And so the oxen carrying the ark departed.
哦，在哪里出事情？不是说一运上车就出事情了。
And where did the accident happen? It didn't occur right when they left the house.
圣经说的哦，是走到拿更的禾场哦，就牛失的全体，就是牛受惊惊跳。
And so we see that it came to Nachon's threshing floor, which is when the oxen stumbled.
哦，那乌撒伸手扶住神的约柜啊，那神向他发怒，就击杀他。
And so Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it.
好，那在这个经文上告诉我们
，And here the passage tells us，
哦，这个撒母记下六章的七节说，神向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他。
And so in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 7 it says, Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God.
到底是什么错误？
And what was this error?
哦，真的是扶一下约柜就算错误吗？
Was this error truly just because he reached out to support the ark?
哦，在原文里头，这里所谓的错误这个字只出现一次。
And so in the original text, this word error only appears one time.
哦，那这个字源哦，是从安逸的懈怠哦，同一个字源的。
And it has the same meaning as the word irreverence.
哦，或许哦，乌撒被神处罚的错误不在于说他伸手去扶约柜。
And so the mistake that the error that Uzzah made was not in reaching out his hand to support the ark.
哦，或许也在于，哦，他在运送约柜的心态上是否安逸、懈怠、轻浮等等。
But rather his heart in sending the ark, it was a heart of irreverence.
哦，或许啊，这样的态度的萌芽，早在巴拉犹大的山岗上。就已经存在了。
And so this attitude started with in the hills of Baal Judah.
哦，所以当人被神高举的时候，当人被神重用的时候
，And so when man is exalted by God and when man is used by God，
哦，有时候人会忘记自己。
Man can easily forget who he is。
如同今天呢
，And the same today，
我们承受主耶稣哦所颁布那个伟大的使命。
When we bear the great commission given to us by Jesus Christ.
但很多时候我们也会误认为自己也伟大起来。
Oftentimes we make the mistake of thinking we ourselves are great.
伟大的使命，伟大的自己。
A great commission, a great self.
哦，唱着你真伟大，心里想的我也伟大。哦。
That with your mouth you are singing you are so great, but in our hearts we are thinking we are so great.
哦，人有这样的软弱。
And man has this weakness.
哦，啊，所以或许乌撒这个事件也正是这样在提醒我们。
And this is what Uzzah's lesson is.
哦，那刚刚说他们 出事情是在拿更这个地方。
And so before we mention that this accident occurred at Nakam's threshing floor.
拿更它原文的意思啊是已准备的意思。
And so Nakam's original text meaning is prepared.
哦，这个很好哦，也很有趣啊。到了这个已准备的这个地方啊，啊，却准备不及，却哦发生的事情。
And it's interesting that ironic that reaching a place that is called prepared that you were not prepared.
哦，仿佛在告诉人说啊，哦，不怕一万，就怕万一啊。
And so it's telling us that we're afraid of what if or just in case.
哦，你人认为你有万全的准备啊。
And if man feels that they are fully prepared,
结果却在这个已准备的地方出事情了。
But something happens at the place of preparation.
哦，这真的是让哦让人啊上了一课哦。
And so this will cause someone to think.
啊，所以人真的算不得什么。
And so man truly is nothing.
哦，人真的啊，哦，千算万算呐，神老早就算好已准备耶，哦，在这边等你啦。
And so, despite all the preparations of man, God has prepared from long ago, waiting for man.
哦，在这边呢，要给你们上一课。
And to teach you a lesson.
神已经准备好了。
And God has already prepared it.
或许这个也在告诉我们哦。
And maybe this is teaching us.
哦，有时候我们会看到一些哦软弱也好啦，哦失败也好。
And we see whether it is in weakness or in failure.
哦，或许这个就是神。给我们看的拿更
maybe this is the Nakan that God is showing to us.
神老早就是准备好这样子。
God has long ago prepared this.
神允许这些事情照他的计划发生。
God allowed this to happen according to His will.
如同保罗所说的，万事互相效力，要让爱神的人得益处。
And Paul writes that all things are done for the good of those who love God.
哦，那如果我们看得懂的话，我们就能够从当中得益处了。
And if we can see through it and we understand it, then we can gain benefits and from it.
当事故发生了
，and then a situation occurred here.
我们从圣经里头看到说，大卫啊，就害怕神了。
And from the Bible, we see that David became very fearful of God.
不敢把神的约柜就按计划接近耶路撒冷大卫城去。
And David was not willing to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David.
结果约柜啊就运到这个加特人俄别以东的家中待了三个月。
And so the ark was transported to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months.
直到大卫听说这个俄别以东一家不但平安无事。而且啊，大蒙神的赐福。
Until David heard that the household of Obed-Edom was not only did they have peace, but they were blessed.
才敢把神的约柜啊，要再搬进耶路撒冷的大卫城。
And only then was he again willing to try to move the ark into the city of David.
在这边我们或许会问说。加特人俄别以东到底 是什么人呢、啊、
？And so we might be curious as who exactly is the is Obed-Edom the Gittite？
为什么能如此蒙神的悦纳
？And why were they able to receive the blessing of God？
同样这个加特的意思就是酒榨的意思。
And so the meaning of Gittite is
酒榨人家在做酒的。
Sun pressed, wine pressed。
那俄别以东，它的意思是以东的仆人。
And so Edom, Obed-Edom means the servant of Edom.
那以东我们知道以东就是这个那一位用一碗红豆汤把他长子的名分卖给弟弟的这个以扫的别名。
And so Edom, we know, is Esau who sold his birthright to his younger brother for red bean soup.
所以这个俄别以东，以东的仆人。
And so Obed-Edom is the servant of Edom.
显然的在属灵的地位上是被瞧不起，是低等的。
And so these are, from the spiritual perspective, these are the lowly ones. These are the ones that are despised.
那加特这个酒榨让我们想到什么？
And so the Gittite, the wine press, what does this remind us of?
这个酒榨让我们想到， 有一首诗歌叫做恋你更金你若不投葡萄入闸它就不能变成酒这首诗歌啦
So there's a hymn If you don't press the wine There's no Or the press the grapes You don't have wine
你若不炼拿达成膏它就不留芬芳你若不压橄榄成渣它就不能变成油所以这个加特这个酒榨的意思啊
And so Gittite the wine presser
让我们想到这个受苦让我们想到为主来牺牲
And so it means suffering that we should sacrifice for God.
所以一个属神的人
And so a person of God.
如果他不能认识自己实际的身份只不过是俄别以东
And if someone does not look upon their own status, they are mostly at Obed-Edom.
是那个神所不要的是在救恩之外的而且是仆人的仆人
And so it is someone who is outside the salvation of God, one who was rejected by God, and he is a servant of the servant.
那我们就很容易起骄傲的心。
Then naturally we could have a heart of pride.
我们当日能够蒙恩，岂不也是这样吗？
That when we first received the calling of God, were we not the same way?
圣经上说我们原本是野橄榄啊。
That we before we were also vine olive tree
野橄榄
a wild tree branch
因着以色列选民他们拒绝耶稣我们才被接上去的
And it was only because the Israelites had rejected God that we were grafted on
所以我们是可以说是蒙神这个额外的开恩
Because it was, we were only because God opened up the doors of grace for us.
有什么好觉得自己了不起的？
And what can we, how can we think of ourselves as great?
一切都是神的怜悯。
Everything is from the mercy of God.
这个是每一个属灵的、属神的人要有的自我认知。
And so this is a self-acknowledgement that every believer must have.
那并且也要这个加特、这个酒榨的。为主受苦为主牺牲的心态
And so we must be like the have the heart of the Gittite the wine press that we have to have this lowly heart
这样才能够把神的约柜接过去、
And only then can we receive the ark of God
才能够得着神的同在才能够服侍神
And only then will we have the abidance of God and we can serve God
所以我们想一想
And if we think about it
这个约柜一开始是在这个博在博士麦太阳之家。
And so the ark originally started with Beth Shemesh, which is the house of the of sun.
后来到了森林之城的基列耶林在这个亚比拿达的山冈上面。
And then it ended up in Kirjath-Jearim, which is the city of forest in the house of Abinadab on the hill.
那最后却到了这个。这个俄别以东以东的仆人的地方落脚
And then it ended up in the place of Obed-Edom, the Gittite
而不是在基列耶林巴拉犹大那边
Not in the place of Beth Shemesh or the place of Kirjath-Jearim
也就是说这个俄别以东这个以东的仆人竟然接替了赞美的主人的地位
Which is to say that Obed-Edom had replaced the the place of the Lord of praise.
真的主耶稣说那个骄傲的神要把他降卑，谦卑的神要把他升为高。
And so just as it says that God will bring down the prideful and exalt the lowly.
历史上不断的一直重复的这样的事情。
And we see this repeated throughout history.
那再来我们来看大卫。
And then let us look at David.
大卫他知道第二次他第一次这个牛车运约柜是不对的。
And David learned his lesson that it was not right for the oxen to carry the ark.
所以第二次他真的是有所准备了。
And the second time he was fully prepared.
他叫祭司通通要自洁。
And so he had all the priests sanctified.
完全遵照这个神借着摩西的吩咐的方法。用煎台来运约柜
And so he followed the laws of Moses, and he had the priests carry the ark on their shoulders.
哦，并且战战兢兢的哦，哦，在约柜面前呢，啊，谦卑跳舞。
And so reverently they stood before the ark and they danced and praised.
跳到他的太太受不了啊。
And danced to the point where his wife couldn't take it.
哦，觉得说你是一国之君呐，啊，你怎么可以这样子做？哦，不成体统。
And so saying that you are the king and how can you dance like this so shamelessly?
连我这个第一夫人的脸也被你丢光了。
That even I am embarrassed for you.
哦，但是大卫却怎么回答？
But how did David respond?
这是在神的面前做的。
This is done before the sight of God.
哦，在这个尊贵的神面前，我们还摆什么架子啊？
And so before God, what value do we have?
哦。也许在大卫的心中啊，永远记得乌撒的死。
And maybe in David's mind, he always remembered the death of Uzzah.
哦，所以啊，他不敢哦，再也不敢在神面前呢、啊、有任何哦这个王的架势出来。
And so he dare not have and carry the status of a king before God.
哦，他谦卑自己，甚至他说啊，我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。
And rather, he says that he will do this all the more. He will be even more undignified than this and will be humble in his own sight.
哦，结果他被神悦纳高举。
And so he was chosen by God and exalted.
哦，反倒那个哦，他的这个妻子扫罗的女儿米甲。
And then, but then on the other hand, this daughter of King Saul.
哦，神不喜悦他，他终身没有生育啊。
And God did not find favor with her, and so she was barren all her life.
哦，那我们呢、啊？回到那个乌撒好了。
And so let us return back to Uzzah.
那乌撒他到底是无名英雄呢，还是这个牺牲品呢？
Was Uzzah just a sacrificial hero or a sacrifice?
哦，我们不晓得哦。
We do not know.
但是我们晓得的是。因为他的死
but we do know that because of his death,
让大卫他更加的谦卑
allowed David to be all the more humble.
因为他的死
because of his death,
让所有的祭司他们自洁，回归到神的方法来敬拜，来服侍
allowed all the priests to consecrate themselves and return back to the law of Moses and serve correctly.
所以乌撒绝对不是白死的。
And so he did not die in vain.
哦，神也绝对不会啊，哦，这个啊随便杀人的、哦。
And God would not kill anyone casually.
哦，乌撒或许现在在神的身边呢。
Maybe Uzzah is by the side of God.
哦，是心满意足的，哦在观看神所教导的这一切。
That he would be satisfied in his heart seeing what has happened.
哦，借着他的牺牲所成就的这一切。
Through his sacrifice, what was fulfilled.
哦，这也许呀、啊，也是今天哦，神在教导我们的。
And maybe this is what God is teaching us.
哦，让我们明白，我们为神所做的一切绝对不会突然。
That whatever God teaches us is not just all of a sudden.
哦，所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
And so may God help us.
哦，借着大卫运约柜的这件事情。
Through the teaching of David transporting the ark.
哦，从当中的这些地名哦的这个原文的含义哦的引申呢、啊。
And from all the original meanings of the names of the places and the people.
哦，让我们都明白我们的神是哦是尊贵的哦。
And to know that our God is very glorious.
是可敬可畏的。
We are to serve him.
我们要用神的方法来服侍他。
And we are to serve him using God's ways.
哦，因为时间的关系哈，我想我们就直接来祷告。
And due to time, we will all kneel down and pray.
哦，祷告的时候，我们继续求神来带领我们下午的布道会，还有。接下来的我们灵恩会的聚会。
And so, in our prayers, let us also ask God to guide the afternoon evangelical service and the ongoing spiritual convocation.
有求神，也求神帮助我们自己。
And ask God to help us.
让我们永远保持一颗谦卑的心。
That we would always have a heart of humility.
永远呢、啊， 愿意顺服神借着圣经的教导跟带领。
That we would follow God according to the teachings of the Bible.
一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.